Now, the Russian and Turkish presidents have expressed their strong condemnation of the U.S. president's decision to recognize Jerusalem al-Quds as the capital of Israel.
I wanted to highlight that both Russia and Turkey think that the decision of the U.S. administration to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and to move the U.S. embassy does not help to settle the situation on the Middle East. Vice versa, it destabilizes the difficult situation in the region. In particular, it can cross out the perspective of the Palestine-Israel peace process.
Vladimir Putin added that any solution to the Palestinian issue has to be built on previous decisions under the United Nations. He underlined the significance of Jerusalem al-Quds and insisted that specific details on the status of the city should be the subject of direct talks between the Israelis and the Palestinians. Putin made the remarks during an official visit to Ankara, where he held talks with a Turkish counterpart. Recep Tayyip Erdogan, for his part, hailed Putin's approach on the issue and accused Israel of continuing to, quote, add fuel to the flames. The Russian president arrived in Turkey after visiting Egypt and Syria. Let's speak to Eli Joseph James. He's a radio host and political commentator, and he joins us via Skype from Chicago. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. James. Now, it seems that the diplomatic pressure is slowly increasing as far as Trump's decision goes. How far do you think it's going to go, though?
Well, I'm not sure if Trump's decision is going to make a huge difference. However, Trump is actually doing this for his own popularity and possibly even thinking ahead towards re-election, because the fact is that it's very conservative Christians, many of them being Christian Zionists here in America, especially the Southern Baptists, who voted for Trump. That's why Trump won the South, because the Southern Baptists were in his corner. So he's basically throwing a bone to his constituency, those people who elected him and whose support he requires moving forward and possibly towards re-election. So this, in my opinion, is all about Trump taking care of his constituency and make sure that he remains popular with those Christian Zionists here in America. Now, whether or not this is going to fan the flames of continued strife in the Middle East, it probably will. However, I think this is a very, selfish move on the part of Donald Trump, but something that he had to do.
Right. But when we talk about re-election on the part of President Donald Trump, how much of it is also in line with the fact that, let's not forget, a lot of these presidential hopefuls do need to keep the Israeli lobby, the AIPAC, very happy in order to have any chances of success in a presidential election?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think the globalist Jewish Zionist movement was frothing at the mouth when Donald Trump became president. For example, his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is, of course, a very religious. He's been associating with the Lubavitcher Chabad, which is a very, very ultra-conservative, even militant Jewish group. And so this is his son-in-law. George Soros has been known to finance Jared Kushner's more recent business campaigns. And of course, Donald Trump himself has been financially tied to various Zionist businessmen throughout his career. So the Zionist lobby probably has more influence with Donald Trump than in any other previous administration. Now we see even Obama refused to do what Donald Trump has done. So there's two reasons. Number one, the Zionist lobby has much more power. People on the ground, in-laws to Donald Trump, the White House family, which they never had before. And of course, Donald Trump is doing this for political reasons, for his own benefit.
All right, let's leave it there for now. That's Eli Joseph Jones. He's a radio host and political commentator joining us via Skype from Chicago. Mr. James, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.
You're welcome.